One of the toughest things about being a parent in Flint right now is the uncertainty. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Like for women who lost a pregnancy, the best doctors can do is tell them there might be a link to the water crisis. Maybe. As Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports, two studies have been looking at miscarriages in Flint for more than a year.
Susan Early had been trying to get pregnant for months. And then in the fall of 2015, she finds out that she is pregnant, right around the time when the news breaks about the Flint water crisis. And she learns that she and her family had been drinking, cooking with, and bathing in lead-tainted water.
We were going to the doctors, like making sure everything was okay, doing all the testing, because we were planning this baby.
Early already had two kids. This baby was going to be the third and final kid that she wanted so much. And then at their 12-week checkup, the doctor couldn't find a heartbeat.
You could just see the look on her face, like, I don't know how to tell you this, but, like, the baby's not, like, there's no heartbeat. I'm like, are you sure? Like, check again. Like, check, and, like, I just broke down in there so bad.
Early says doctors could not tell her why she had miscarried. But it could have been a lot of things. She had miscarriages before. She was in her mid-30s. But for Early, she felt like the lead exposure had to be connected, especially because she says she's had two more miscarriages since then.
And I know there's so many more women out there who have gone through this and are like me, who second-guess themselves and wonder, like, did this really affect my body to the point where I'm not going to have kids?
Here's what the science tells us. Lead exposure can lead to miscarriage, stillbirth, and infertility in both women and men, according to the Centers for Disease Control. But actually, tracking miscarriages is really hard. Sometimes women don't even know they've had them. Just ask Dr. Mona Hannah Atisha. Her team at Hurley Medical Center has spent more than a year trying to track miscarriage rates during the water crisis. So how is that going?
So it's nowhere. The data was very difficult to get.
They are still trying, she says. They are tracking miscarriages that show up in the Hurley ER or when patients tell their doctors they've had a miscarriage or if they need an operation after a miscarriage. And that is still the plan.
However, our priorities also changed. Like it's part of our work to see what happened and to see the extent of the, what happened. But very quickly, my focus and my very lean team's focus shifted to what's next.
What is next, she says, is trying to reduce the effects of lead exposure. Flint kids and parents obviously need good nutrition, good support systems, good health care. And still so many of these patients are living with that same anxiety, whether it is a miscarriage or their kid is diagnosed with a learning disability. They ask her, is it because of the lead?
I validate that. Like, you know, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, you know, but let's do what we can right now to take care of you and to move forward.
Meanwhile, the state has been looking into Flint's data before and after the water crisis, the infant mortality rates, stillbirths, low birth weights, trying to see if there's any kind of correlation. And so far, the state says its early data do not show a link between birth outcomes and the water crisis. State officials are asking the CDC to review it. But for parents, miscarriages right now are one more thing to wonder about. Did the lead have anything to do with it? For the Environment Report, I'm Kate Wells.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.